Chapter 1. Career. Page 3. A. Listening for Understanding. Listen to the TV game show What's My Job? Think about the following questions. Then discuss your answers in pairs or small groups. What's My Job?
What do you do for a living?
Are you a banker, a soldier, a priest, a teacher? Maybe a taxi driver, a dentist, a cowboy, a farmer? Or perhaps you are a librarian, an athlete, or a musician? Today on What's My Job, you will meet four people with different occupations. Can you guess what they do for a living? Listen to them tell you about their jobs, then try to guess what they do. Good luck.
Hi, everybody. I have a wonderful job because I make things that everyone loves. I wear a tall white hat and an apron, and I work in the kitchen. I make everything from scratch. I never use mixes from boxes or cans. Of course, my customers think everything I make is delicious. Can you guess what I am?
Other people may enjoy their run-of-the-mill jobs, but not me. I have the most interesting job in the world. If you want to do what I do, you must be very creative. I am always thinking, trying to find new ways of doing things. While I'm walking or even talking to someone, I am still thinking and thinking. What new thing can I make to solve a problem? Or how can I make something better? I can never leave well enough alone. I always have to improve things in some way. People count on me to make their lives easier and more efficient. Can you guess what I am?
I chose this occupation because I don't like working in an office. I don't like to answer phones or go to meetings or dress in a suit. I like to work outside with nature. It's wonderful to put my hands in the dirt and to make the world more beautiful. To do what I do, some people say you must have a green thumb. They think it's hard to make plants and flowers grow, but I think it's a breeze. For me, it's easy, and it feels so good to work outdoors. Can you guess what I am?
My job is very exciting. We travel to different places where we set up a big tent for our big shows. I work with clowns and animal trainers. You could never do my job if you were a couch potato. You must be very physically active. You can't be afraid of high places either. Sometimes I have to climb way up high and jump off. I must count on my partners to catch me. I hope they don't miss. Can you guess what I am?
Page 5, D. Choosing the best answer. Listen to each statement. Read the sentences below. Choose the sentence that best matches the statement you heard. Circle A or B. 1.
Brett takes his children to the park every day. He doesn't want them to become couch potatoes.
2.
The Harrisons knew they could count on the firefighters to save their house from the fire.
3.
Evelyn makes dancing seem like a breeze.
4.
Kent won some money gambling in Las Vegas, but since he couldn't leave well enough alone, he later lost it all.
5.
Al is looking for a gift for his girlfriend, but he doesn't want to get some run-of-the-mill flowers.
6.
We all knew Ellen had a green thumb when she won a prize for her roses.
7.
Stuart's lasagna was everyone's favorite dish. As usual, he made it from scratch.
8.
After playing football for a living, Tony decided to open a restaurant.